morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, August 22nd. You'll be interested to know, 123 years ago today, in 1902, President Theodore Roosevelt made history by becoming the first sitting president of the United States to ride in an automobile. During a tour of Hartford, Connecticut, he rode in a Columbia Electric Victoria Phaeton, symbolizing the nation's embrace of technological innovation and progress. This event marked a significant milestone in the early adoption of automobiles, reflecting the spirit of modernization that defined the early 20th century. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Friday in Encinitas and North County. This morning, it's looking clean with waves around 2 to 3 feet from the south-southwest. Conditions stay fair through the morning as the wind shifts onshore at about 1 mile per hour. Expect the swell to build slightly to 2 to 3+ feet by midday, with onshore winds increasing to around 8 miles per hour. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with the 1 foot incoming low tide, when the south-southwest swell is 1.5 feet at 16 seconds, and the offshore wind is 3 miles per hour. The first high tide on Friday will be 4.5 feet at 10 a.m., followed by a 1.5 foot low tide at 3:15. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 74 degrees for the water temperature. Expect clean conditions on Saturday with waves around 2 to 4 feet early, though choppy conditions may develop by midday as winds shift. Sunday brings a steady increase in swell, reaching 3+ feet with clean faces in the morning before becoming choppy later. Monday maintains similar size with fair conditions, especially in the morning, before a gradual decline in quality. This morning, it's mostly sunny, and it feels like 74 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 7:26, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:19. It looks like we're in for some sunny skies today, with a high near 74 and a light breeze. Tonight, expect mostly clear conditions, with a low around 71 and light winds continuing. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies on Saturday with a high near 75 and light northwest winds. Patchy fog will develop at night with lows around 71. Sunday and Monday will see patchy fog in the mornings, followed by partly sunny afternoons with highs near 73 and 72 respectively. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows around 70 and 68. Tuesday will bring more patchy fog in the morning and mostly sunny skies with a high near 70. Expect lows around 67 at night. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, San Diego is seeing significant revenue from transient occupancy taxes, collecting approximately $319 million last year, a notable increase from about $250 million in 2019. However, the San Diego County Lodging Association warns that the hospitality industry remains on a slippery slope, with hotel occupancy hovering around 75%, down from 80% in 2018. While hotel room prices have risen, now averaging $220 per night, a potential minimum wage increase for hotel workers could raise labor costs by 45%, posing a serious challenge to local hotels and the broader San Diego tourism economy. Now on to sports. Steelers wide receiver DK Metcalf is set to make his big screen debut in the upcoming thriller Asteroid. The film, which stars Sinners actress Hailee Steinfeld, who is married to Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen, will premiere at the Venice Film Festival's immersive showcase next week in Italy. Directed by Doug Liman, Asteroid follows strangers on a journey to a nearby asteroid in search of wealth beyond their wildest dreams. Metcalf, who has appeared in Secret Headquarters and Bel Air, joined the Steelers in March after a trade from the Seattle Seahawks, agreeing to a 5-year, $150 million extension. In local sports. Yesterday afternoon at Petco Park, the Padres beat the Giants 8-4. Cease earned the win with 5 innings pitched, 6 hits, and 7 strikeouts. Manny Machado led with 3 runs batted in. The Padres finished with 11 hits and 1 error. The Padres' record is now 72-56. Tonight, the Padres are back at it with the Dodgers in San Diego for Game 1 of a 3-game series. Yu Darvish is 2-3 with a 5.97 earned run average, faces Blake Snell, who is 3-1 with a 1.8. First pitch at 6:40 at Petco Park under clear skies and a comfortable 78 degrees. In top news, scientists are exploring the intriguing concept that gut feelings may actually be memories from the future. Cognitive neuroscientist Julia Mossbridge, PhD, recalls a childhood experience that sparked her interest in precognition. She believes that our perception of time may not be as linear as we think. Parapsychologist Dean Radin supports this view, suggesting that consciousness can transcend time, allowing us to access future information. Their research, backed by statistically significant experiments, indicates that many people possess some level of precognition, a phenomenon often dismissed by mainstream society. This evolving understanding could reshape how we perceive our experiences of time and reality. In business news, a significant financial shift is on the horizon, as younger generations in America stand to inherit approximately $16 trillion over the next decade. However, many are unprepared to manage this wealth. Ashley Rittershaus, a certified financial planner, emphasizes the emotional turmoil that can lead inheritors to make hasty decisions, like purchasing extravagant items. Financial experts suggest waiting a year before making major decisions and using inherited cash wisely, such as placing it in a high-yield savings account. Understanding tax implications, especially the step-up in basis for appreciated assets, is crucial for effective wealth management. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 4% for the week to just over $113,000. Ethereum is down 4% to just under $4,300. And XRP is down 8% to $2.84. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. OpenAI's lawyers are scrutinizing Meta's involvement in Elon Musk's $97 billion takeover bid for the ChatGPT creator. According to OpenAI, Musk and Meta's CEO, Mark Zuckerberg, discussed this acquisition. A subpoena filed in June requests documents from Meta regarding any coordinated plans with Musk and xAI. While OpenAI denied Musk's bid, they seek evidence of potential financing arrangements. Meta spokesperson Andy Stone highlighted that neither Meta nor Zuckerberg signed Musk's letter of intent. Meanwhile, Meta continues to invest heavily in artificial intelligence, recruiting key OpenAI researchers, and exploring acquisition deals. And in entertainment news, in Nobody 2, Bob Odenkirk returns as Hutch Mansell, a mild suburban dad who reveals his violent side during a family vacation. Directed by Timo Giugianto, this action-fantasy sequel dives deeper into Hutch's life, showcasing his struggle to balance family and a debt of $30 million. As he organizes a trip to Plumerville, his past as a ruthless assassin resurfaces. The film features an intriguing cast, including Connie Nielsen and Sharon Stone. With a mix of absurdity and action, Nobody 2 promises to deliver a unique blend of thrills and humor, making it a must-watch adventure. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the British philosopher and mathematician, Bertrand Russell. And he said, "The only thing that will redeem mankind is cooperation. As technology advances, our unity must grow." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.